Welcome everyone into our virtual environment. Happy to have everyone here. We've got a big crowd, a busy day, not just with our funding meeting this morning, but a lot of other stuff as part of our annual policy retreat, which isn't much of a retreat, although we do have three of our board members in the same room, it looks like. So I'm probably going to be calling on Mayor Baker a lot, even if it's really Commissioner Lytle and Commissioner Hansen that want to talk. So they're all gathered together, properly socially distanced, it looks like. So if you have one Jack Lytle between you, you definitely have enough space. So, okay, this is our funding meeting of June 11th, 2020. We have a variety of projects here to finalize, and then we have a couple, a pending project and supplemental, but we'll turn the time over to Candace real quick for a briefing on the meeting's agenda.
Thank you, Jonathan. Today's webinar meeting is the final funding meeting of fiscal year 2020. There are six priority projects, one pending project, that's the Town of Leeds, one supplemental request from Mazur Water Improvement District. If the board funds all applications, as indicated on the financial page, you can see that the fund is adequate, though yesterday oil was all the way up to $39.60 per 42-gallon barrel of oil, and coal is taking a bit of a slide. We will all be vigilant in making the best use of the fund for the state of Utah, so thank you, board. We recognize that if this fund is impacted, that this fund is impacted by mineral swings, and if we are, then probably many of the rural towns are as well. So we will watch for that. New applications have been received. There are a number of them to total an amount of $48,346,164, and that number is different because the two Duchesne city applications have been subsequently withdrawn. They're watching their finances closely, and at this time they have chosen not to proceed with those two projects. But as you can see, we will have a busy trimester. There will be decisions to be made, and we hopefully will have all the ability to give due diligence to all these applications. My usual drumbeat is the board by statute is to keep the fund revolving. The allocations from the bonus fund must always bear an interest, but you can take 0% loans or interest-bearing loans out of the mineral lease account. And with that, I will turn it over to Jonathan.
Okay, so you saw our dates for our next meetings, July 9th and August 6th. And as Candace showed, we have a very full trimester of projects to start with. Maybe people will realize they don't have money halfway through and it'll change. But for now, we have a lot of projects to consider in the next trimester. And we appreciate all of our applicants in this current trimester being here for the funding meeting today. We will go through these projects here in a minute, one by one. Some have requested some additional time for discussion, so we will take all these individually, and we will entertain that discussion so that we can get to final funding decisions on each of these projects. Let's see, Pam, did we do a roll call for board members?
We did not do an official roll call.
Okay.
Would you like me to do that?
Let's do that so people kind of know who is here. It's kind of hard to turn it over, but you'll unmute your lines, board members, and respond to Pam when she calls your name.
David Damshin. Greg Galecki.
Here.
Nagy Zanotti.
Aye.
Tudor Ogden.
Here.
Jack Lytle.
Good morning.
Dean Baker.
Here.
Kyle Stevens.
Here.
Mike Dalton.
Present.
Irene Hansen.
Here.
And Bruce Adams.
I'm here without a tie or any socks.
This is why we can't see your screen. Is that what it is? So
I don't know. They just won't.
Okay. Just a reminder, if you can, to use the raise your hand feature helps us to facilitate mostly calling out the name for the record, so we know who's saying what on the recording, and then when we get our minutes completed, it's very helpful as well. So,
hey, Jonathan?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I was actually looking, as you're saying that, I've been looking for my hand. Remind me where that is, where your raise your hand is.
Okay, so on your Zoom screen at the bottom, there should be a way to select participants.
Okay, select participants. There you go. Let's see.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep, okay. Anybody else have questions on that feature? Now, Mayor Baker and crew, I don't know if you have the ability to do that or if I just have to look at you guys waving your hands.
Waving our hands.
Okay. You look kind of small to me, so I'll try to see what's going on there when we get there.
Good job.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with the minutes of May 7th, 2020 CID review meeting. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Commissioner Ogden, I would approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, so I've got Commissioner Ogden making the motion to approve, seconded by Commissioner Lytle to approve the minutes, May 7th, 2020. Pam, let's go to a roll call vote.
That worked.
Jonathan Hardy?
I don't vote.
You don't vote.
Unless I need
sorry.
To.
Okay, Treasurer Damshin, have you got on yet? Greg Galecki?
Aye.
Noggie Zanotti?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question on the minutes. There was no indication of the discussion about the town of Leeds in the minutes. Either I didn't see it or my eyes are going bad. Was there
the town of Leeds was not on that meeting.
Last month?
Right.
We discussed the challenges that they have, and I told them that we have not received anything from the UDOT, any indication to fund them. Wasn't that last month?
Last month or in April? I remember discussing it as well. I just can't remember when we did that.
That was the last month that we discussed about that we didn't have an indication from UDOT yet about the Main Street improvements. But there's no indication in the main minutes. If, with that correction, I'm locked there. Yes. Say yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Hold on. We've got a correction to be made. So before we proceed, did we determine if that was part of the May meeting?
Not on the agenda.
I thought it was in April, but maybe
it's the April meeting. Look at the screen. I pulled up the April meeting.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so the original motion is moving forward. We got an affirmative vote from Mr. Zanotti. Okay. And who is our next one, Pam?
Commissioner Ogden.
Okay.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Aye.
Mayor Baker.
Aye.
Kyle Stevens.
Aye.
Commissioner Dalton.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
And Commissioner Adams?
Aye.
All in the affirmative.
Okay, our minutes are approved. Thank you. We will move on to our project discussion. These are on the priority list. We'll start with Wellington City. We had prioritized a $218,000 loan, 15 years at 1%, and a $217,000 grant. I'm told we need no further discussion on this one, so I'm looking for a motion.
Mayor Baker, I'll make that motion.
Willie. Mayor Baker makes the motion to approve.
Greg Galecki seconds.
Seconded by Mr. Galecki. Any further discussion to that motion? Hearing none. Pam, for a roll call vote.
Greg Galecki?
Aye.
Nagy Zanotti?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogden? I believe I heard an aye. Commissioner,
aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Lytle?
Aye.
Mayor Baker?
Aye.
Kyle Stevens?
Aye.
Commissioner Dalton?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Adams?
Aye.
All votes in the affirmative.
Okay, so that is finalized with Wellington City for fire truck. Let's move on to our next project. It's the town of Lindell. We do have some discussion on this one. I turned the time over to Candace on there's been a revision, and also the applicant would like to request a discussion on the loan grant terms. Candace, please.
Well, the town of Lindell was discussed at the April 2nd meeting. It was awarded a 554,000 loan, 30-year at 0%, and a 554,750 grant. Subsequently, they have done some revisions to the project, and the request has been reduced, as has the project. There is a request of 900,000 total. It's down a little bit, but their funding request is a little bit different. They're asking for a 65-35 split, which it would be a 315,000 loan, 30-year at 2%, and a 585,000 grant. This project was for demolishing a two-bay and rebuilding a 3,623-square-foot addition with three bays, and two are double deep, and it was kind of significantly bigger. It's the fire station and community center. This is from the town of Lindell on May 7th. It was suggested during the April meeting that the town consider splitting the work into two separate projects in order to lower the overall cost. While the town would greatly appreciate being able to accomplish both aspects of the work in a single project, they recognize the reality of available funding and would definitely consider it a feasible approach to pursue just the fire station portion, similar to the initial revised application that they submitted. By doing so, they anticipate that the total project cost estimate would be lowered, and it did. It was lowered. As you can see on the screen, they have several scenarios. The scenario that they prefer and have been requesting is the 65-35 suggested by the applicant. My question would be, I'm not sure the difference in what the fire department would pay in these two scenarios. So if the applicant could speak to the reduction of the project and also the annual payment total for both the fire district and the town and why it's different. If there's a 50-50 split, the fire district pays $8,333. If there's a 65-35 split, as they're requesting, the fire department pays $11,000, even though the annual payment is only a difference of $900. So if the applicant could speak to that.
All right, before we get to our applicant, I mean, I'm trying to save a little bit of this discussion when we get into the audit, but I think we had a little bit of a preview. I think you've all had a chance to review that. One of the things pointed out in the audit that we'll be discussing later today is the fact that this board is giving out significantly more grant money than prior years over the last few years. So, and we have that obligation to keep the fund revolving and really honing in on if you can afford to pay loan, you should pay loan type of philosophy. Is going to be up for discussion. I just want to set the table because I know we're going to be having a lot of those discussions today. This is kind of the context with which we made some of these priority decisions over the last couple of months. So with that, we do have Town of Lindell with us. Mayor, are you on the line?
I am. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, does this help at all?
Yeah, that's a little better. Anything you want to add to what Candace had mentioned or other things you want to have discussed?
Oh, basically, I guess just recalling from April, so our goal of the project is to basically rebuild our fire station to be able to house the rest of our engines and equipment and things that are currently housed outside. Our fire station and community center are one building right now, and we feel like that's the best way to keep it just for the due to the size of the town and the resources we have as far as maintenance. We like the combined use facilities and trying to minimize long-term maintenance costs and things. We've tried to look around at different funding sources and kind of spread it out, and that's why we went to the fire district. Who has agreed to take on a $250,000 portion of our loan payments on this project. And then we have also looked to the CDBG, which unfortunately we were right at the cutoff between being able to receive their funding and not. And so we ended up not receiving that funding. And that's kind of where the reduced project scope came in. Originally we'd tried when that CDBG money was not received, we had reduced it, but then at the request of the CIB staff, we were recommended to just put in as a full project instead of a partial project. So that's what we did. And then during our funding or the meeting in April, it was suggested by the CIB board that we split the project, and so we kind of went back to that now, I guess, as our amended request is it taking off a lot of the community center renovation portions, and maybe we'll try to do that later as a different project. There will still be some renovations required just to bring the building up to code, because of the scope of the alterations on the building, the rest of the building will need to be brought up to code, ADA accessibility and mainly and things like that. So there's still some community center renovations included in this, but not as many as previous. But that's kind of where we're at. And our request here is basically the town can like everybody, we've pretty limited resources, and we're just looking to try to do the best we can with it, I guess. So for us, it makes a due to the fact that the fire district has agreed to take on a portion of the loan payment, the remainder of the loan payment falls on the town, and so any adjustment in the loan portion pretty significantly affects what the town's portion of the loan payment is. And so that's with our amended request, we're just trying to get that to something that we can afford on those loan payments from the town.
So getting back to Candace's question, I mean, it looks like it's $1,000 a year difference between what the board has proposed and what you're proposing. Is that accurate?
For total payment, it is. But when we look at what the fire district's portion of it would be and the town's portion of it would be, that it almost cuts the town's portion of it in half, you know, the...
Are you saying the fire district would pay different depending on the terms you get from this board? Why wouldn't they just pay the same amount no matter what your terms are?
So they've agreed to accept a $250,000 portion of the loan. And so if the loan, if the loan is a larger loan, then basically the rest of that falls on the rest of the portion of the loan payment would fall on the town to pay. I think the fire district's intent it will be to pay off their portion of the loan in, you know, in the first year or two. And so they're not as concerned as on the interest rates and things like we would be, because I think our portion of it would be carrying through.
Okay, let's go to the board for questions. You got the Baker room is unmuted. Do you guys have a question there?
No, we just unmuted so we could.
I have a question. So,
yes, Commissioner Lytle.
Does the sheet reflect that it's being shown to us the new? Okay, there's the advance revised. What does a 60-40 split look like? Or not 60-40, the 80-20.
Well, they're requesting 65-35. Right now we're approved at 50-50. So we probably shouldn't look at anything above 65-35.
Fair enough. No, I was thinking in terms of it more loan than grant.
Okay. More 80% loan, 20% grant? Is that what you're saying?
I just wanted to see that number. I had a hard time to...
All right, those are the scenarios. I don't know if you can see that on your screen very well.
70-30 is plenty, or 30-70.
Yeah, there's a 30-70.
Okay, thank you. I just needed to look at that sheet for a minute. Has this one been applied to the new modeling, just for out of curiosity, to know what comes out any different, or we're waiting for the new projects to start that?
Candace, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's starting in July with all those new applications.
That's exactly right. The fiscal year 20 applications, which this is the final tranche, are all on the older applications. They were able to ask for grant and loan, and they have not been run through the new tool.
Thank
because
you.
That's so no. You'll get more consistent coming up.
Maybe you can pull up the financial analysis, kind of our old method of really looking at this. That has the indicator, financial indicators for the town. We have that.
Getting it now. I'm going to switch screens on you.
Okay. While we're going to that, we'll go to Mr. Galecki for a question.
So what is their loan payment or annual payment difference? And I think Candace said this, but so the original was $450,000 at 0%, and then now they want $350,000.
The original was $554,000 loan, 30-year at zero.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So So what would their payment be on the $450,000? So on a 50-50, what would their payment be? At 0%.
$15,000, Greg.
For 30 years?
Yes.
50-50 would, it's, yeah, it was 15, on his 000. Chart at 50-50. It would be $15,000, like Mike Dalton said.
And then what is the 315, what's their payment at 315,000, 30-year 2%?
14,064.73.
And what was, sorry, and what was their original, when it was the 585 split, what was their payment?
At 554?
Uh-huh.
Are you looking for that, Candace? Brenda, we're not seeing that screen. We're seeing a different screen.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing your email.
Oh, well, that's probably attractive. Let's see. That better?
Yeah. Can you scroll up to the top of that page? There we go.
The payment on their original was $18,000.
Okay.
So these were the old, what Brenda's got up on the screen are the old indicators we really used to evaluate what a town or city could afford.
Chairman?
Yes.
Mayor Baker, I'd make a motion that we stay at the 50-50 on the lower amount of the whole project at the 900 whatever thousand. But to do it at 50-50 with the 2% on the loan?
30 years.
Now, we approved 30 years at 0% on a 50-50 before. So all they've really done is lowered their...
But they've asked 2% back on their revised. That's why I threw the 2% in.
Okay.
But they had a lower...
They had a lower loan amount.
They had a lower loan amount.
65-35.
I understand.
Okay.
That's my proposal. So, that's my motion.
All right. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay. So a motion made by Mayor Baker, seconded by Commissioner Lytle, to approve a $450,000 grant and a $450,000 loan, 30 years at 2%. That capture it right, Mayor Baker?
That is. Thank you.
Okay. Discussion to that motion. Mr. Galecki, let's see. Yeah, Mr. Galecki.
So what at the 50-50, 2%, what is, you know, the new balance, what is their annual payment?
It's $20,092.
Okay, I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Okay.
I would go the 50-50 split and at 0%.
For 30 years?
Okay. For 30 years.
Seconded, okay. Mr. Chairman.
It's seconded by Mr. Zanotti. So a motion made by Mr. Galecki, seconded by Mr. Zanotti, to approve a $450,000 grant and a $450,000 loan, 30 years at 0%. Okay. Further discussion of that motion. Mr. Zanotti, you have your hand up still?
Oh, sorry. No, it is not.
Okay. All right.
And could I make a comment on that? Is it?
Sure. Go ahead, Mayor.
So I understand you guys are looking at the total annual payment, but I guess in the spirit of your, you know, encouragement to always look at other funding sources, I guess the way of looking at that the total annual payment, it's not really working for us. We're in our focus is on what portion of that payment the town can afford, and the 50-50 split isn't making it for us, I guess. It's most likely if that's what's approved, we would probably not be able to accept that, just because we could not afford our portion of the payment on that type of an arrangement.
I can't find my hand thing here. I was going to make a comment.
Go ahead, Commissioner Ogden.
Why isn't the district going to pick up a little bit more of this? It's more of their responsibility than the town. I guess I want to ask that question. You know, you've got a special service district that takes care of all of Miller County, and where they're so involved in this, I don't know why they couldn't pick up a little more of that portion. I just want to have a clarification on that.
That's a good question. We worked with them over many months trying to work on that very question of why can't we go more and more. This was the best we could get out of them, was to accept a $250,000 portion of the loan. One of their big hang-ups was that they wanted us to just do a total separate standalone structure of, you know, just a metal building on a different lot somewhere else. But as a town, we felt like in our best interest, the combined use facility like we currently have is much easier to maintain. We didn't feel like it was very feasible or wise use of money to expand our infrastructure further than we can adequately maintain. So I think that was part of their hang-up, and the rest of it I'm not sure, but we kind of had the same feelings. We wish they would have gone a little further than they did, but that was as far as we could get them to go. There is also, it's not 100% fire station project. It also involves the community center and things like that. So that's where the town's portion of this is coming in at.
Let's go, Commissioner Dalton.
Yeah, Mayor, I understand a little bit of what you're saying, but if the application, the revised application shows that the fire department has agreed to pay $11,162, and they're going to balk at an $8,000 payment, even if they, I mean, that's what their portion is on here's eight. Excuse me, sorry about that. Is $8,000? It's just not making any sense to me that they are not willing to. They're still to pay that same $11,000 that they committed to in the 65-35 split with 2%. Explain that. Is that just they just won't do it, or what?
It's not their portion that's the issue. It's the town's portion. So on the 65-35 at 2%, the town's contribution is about $2,900 annual.
And but on the fire department's is $11,000. In the scenario that's been put on here, the fire department's portion's only $8,300. If they go to $11,001, that makes the town's portion $3,900 instead of $2,900. That's what I'm trying to. I don't understand the scenario. If they've agreed to $11,000 payment, why won't they pay $11,000 on a 0% loan?
So they haven't agreed to $11,000 payment. They've agreed to a $250,000 portion of the loan, and I think their intent is to pay that off within a couple of years. Basically just pay off a $250,000 payment.
I think the thing we're struggling with, and Bill and Candace weigh in on this, we're going to have a bond payment required of you, the town. How the fire district pays out to you is your business, but it's the same under either scenario. you'll be required to either pay us $15,000 under the 50-50 scenario or $14,000 under the other scenario. And what you collect from the fire district is how you need to structure it, but our agreement will be with you. And it sounds like the fire district will pay $250,000 in some type of scenario under either one of these options. So we're really struggling with figuring out how to really differentiate this.
I same question. I mean, if you get the lump sum of $250,000, it's incumbent upon the town to put it somewhere to make those payments similar to whatever the scenario is.
Bill, did you have a comment?
Yeah, it's the same thing. A typical bond would say that if there's a prepayment, it applies on the back end of the loan, and it wouldn't affect the annual payments. So if the fire district's going to pay $250,000, as Candace suggested, the town would probably just have to put that in a segregated escrow and use it to make payments through the bond term of the bond. Otherwise, the town's annual payment would be fully on the town.
So I think, Mayor, what we're saying is there's no scenario where we have a $250,000 loan structure as the CIB to the fire district. We only have a loan agreement with you, and the only difference there in payments is that it's less than $1,000. How you collect from the fire district is not the relevant thing for us to look at.
Okay. I guess we'll just have to move forward, I guess, with whatever you guys can do, and then we'll have to reapproach the fire district and make sure whatever arrangement we make with them is going to work for us.
Okay, so we still have our substitute motion on the table, which is a 450,000 grant, $450,000 loan, 30 years, 0%. Substitute motion's on the table. Commissioner Dahl, was that your comment? I know you had your hand raised, but.
No, I was going to make a different comment. If the fire department was only going to make $250,000 loan, pay it off that quick, they would be just as well off to go to a bank and get some money and pay it off that way. Then Lindell resubmit the application for $650,000. And so I was going to make a motion to table this until they go back and talk to the fire department and then come back in July or August sometime when they get it figured out.
Question as well or comment?
Hold on. So this is a substitute motion. Is that a motion, Commissioner Dalton?
Yes.
Good. So we do have the substitute to table this project, awaiting further information. Is there a second to that
motion? I would second that.
Okay, seconded by Commissioner Ogden. Okay, go ahead, Commissioner Lytle.
On the substitute to the substitute, are we tabling it? Are we leaving them on the pending? And then they come back with a better deal, just for clarification?
Yes.
So leave them on the pending, but don't deal with it today?
Yes.
I would place them on the pending. So they're on the priority list right now. This would
place them
on the pending list.
Correct. I just wanted to make sure I understood. They weren't being tabled.
Which would be withdrawn. They're being put on the pending list.
Okay, so yeah, the second substitute is to put them on the pending list for more information before they come back.
Okay, and then the other comment I had was, with a question in it, would be whether or not they wanted to add that $250,000 that is committed by the fire department to their applicant cash into the thing and reduce the whole project, which could make some sense for them as well. No,
and I think that's what Commissioner Dalton's suggesting is
he'll
check with the fire district on that arrangement and come back with a different scenario to the board based on what they can agree to.
Pardon me. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Galecki.
So if we do the substitute to the substitute motion, will they not get funded for until the next funding meeting, which is another 3 months, 3-4 months?
Well, we can suspend rules and fund a project at any time if we need to. So we could fund them when they come back.
Okay.
So whenever they're ready. That's right. This board, once they've been reviewed by you and they've reached the funding meeting, if they're put on the pending list, any meeting they come back, it can be funded.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, seeing no further questions, the second substitute on the table for vote would be to place this project on the pending list. Go to Pam for a roll call vote on that motion.
Treasurer Damschen?
Yes.
Greg Galecki?
Aye.
Noggy Zanotti? Noggy?
Sorry, aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Ogden?
Aye.
Commissioner Lytle?
Aye.
Mayor Baker?
Aye.
Kyle Stevens?
Aye.
Commissioner Dalton?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
All votes in the affirmative.
Okay, so Mayor, would just suggest you have another conversation with the fire district, and when you've got that sorted out, work with staff, we'll get you on a future agenda to discuss it.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, next project for review. There's just a minor change on this. I don't think we need a whole lot of discussion. The applicant is now the Municipal Building Authority, so Wayne County Municipal Building Authority. The project we did review included a $262,000 loan, 30 years at 0.5%, and a $784,000 grant. So the only thing different on this, Candace, correct me if I'm wrong, is we're changing it to the applicant is Wayne County Municipal Building Authority.
Yes, it was originally, as you can see, Wayne County Fire District. They've changed it to accommodate the issuance of bond.
So looking for a motion on this one.
Commissioner Ogden, make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion from Commissioner Ogden, a second from Commissioner Lytle to approve Wayne County Municipal Building Authority for a $262,000 loan, 30 years, 0.5%, and a $784,000 grant. Further discussion? Seeing none, Pam for a roll call vote.
Treasurer Damschen?
Yes.
Greg Galecki?
Aye.
Noggy Zanotti?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogden?
Aye.
Commissioner Lytle?
Aye.
Mayor Baker?
Aye.
Kyle Stevens?
Aye.
Commissioner Dalton?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
All votes in the affirmative.
Okay. That is approved. Thank you. We'll move on to our next project, which is Roosevelt City. We do have some discussion that's been requested on this one. Candace, can you give us a briefing on this?
Roosevelt City has presented a request for reconsideration on their new 2 million gallon Hayden water tank. The board authorized at the review meeting a $2,536,000 loan, 30-year at 2.5%. The payment is $121,164 on that. Roosevelt is requesting time to discuss a 50-50 split. The request is a $1,268,000 loan, 30-year at 0.5%, and a $1,268,000 grant. There is a letter attached in Granicus. It's the Roosevelt letter Roosevelt also requests time to clarify the water source, which is wells, not springs. The location of the tank is at the location of the wells. All but 300K of current storage is in the lower section. Roosevelt does not own a $2 million tank. The Victory Pipeline owns the tank, allocating half the storage to Roosevelt City. Their Magi still is 0.92%. The benchmark Magi is 1.75. 100% loan increases the Magi to 0.99%. So 2,536,000 for 20 years at 2.5% is 162 payment.
Okay, it looks like we have a war room for Roosevelt City. If you'll introduce who's in the room with you there.
Okay. Thank you for giving us this chance and opportunity to clarify a few things.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Ryan Claiborne. I'm city manager, current city manager, and the water source director.
J.R. Bird, Roosevelt City Mayor.
Kirby Wolfinger, Public Works Director, Roosevelt City.
Randy Robb, Treasurer.
Eric Major with Jones and Engineering.
And I'm Kurt Mallory, the Finance Director.
And I'm Senator Winterton.
You're all kind of like small, so I couldn't quite make out everybody in the room, so thank you for introducing yourselves. Yes, go ahead in your request.
Okay. Again, thank you for giving this opportunity to for us as Roosevelt City to clarify a few issues we felt wasn't as clear in the last meeting, and so that's kind of why we proposed this letter and requested for a few minutes of your time. Our number one priority for this project is still the storage and the placement of the storage. From our water source down to our system, in the heart of our system, it's about a 1,000-foot drop in elevation, and which is good for us. We can gravity feed to every customer that we have. We currently have wells that pump into the storage tank at Hayden, the 300,000. There's no springs, it's wells that pump. But with that storage, we'll be able to supply more time and storage and fire flow and whatnot for that upper zone. And that is kind of our biggest issue right now, is the placement of the tanks. Majority of our tanks are in the lower and mid zone. In the upper zone, we only have the 300,000.
I'd like to chime in just a second, Mayor Bird here. So part of that too, the 2 million gallon tank that's on the Victory side that was shown as being Roosevelt storage, I talked to Clyde Watkins, who runs the Victory pipeline, just this morning, just to make sure that I understood it, how that worked. And that tank, they leave at quite a bit lower level. And the reason is because they have to have a constant flow coming into that tank. And if that tank is full and people are not taking water, we have to dump water on the ground. And so that really, that tank is as much to Victory's benefit as it is Roosevelt, as far as managing their flows, managing their system. And so we really can't account much for that storage, not to mention the 1 million gallon tank that is counted against Roosevelt was built in 1960. We mentioned at our last meeting that tank was already showing signs of failure, and so that we don't know how much longer that'll be until that tank is off the system. And so 3 million of the storage that was counted against Roosevelt is really not completely accurate. We just wanted to make sure that the board understood that.
Maybe a more relevant question is addressing the Magi analysis that we get from in DEQ, which is really reflecting that if you went 100% loan, it's still well within the affordability.
You guys have a response to that?
yes. Part of what Roosevelt City is situation is we're impacted by oil, and it's a matter of we are in the up and down economy, and we would prefer not to take on such a large loan due to that uncertainty of the future of our economy. And that's just,
Sorry. I'd like to speak to that too, because I'm also a business owner in our area, and I see the effects that the oil and gas industry has. To give you an idea, when COVID hit and the price of oil dropped, for one of my businesses that supply directly to the oil and gas industry, we lost approximately 65% of our revenue overnight in just the last month. And so we're looking at that as a city as well and saying we can handle this if we get a better, more favorable split. But if that trends with our sales tax and those types of things, obviously it won't be that drastic for our city, but we will see some impact. And so without knowing how long that is going to be, we're not comfortable with 100%. We've got to be fiscally responsible at this time for our residents as well. So.
Okay, let's go to the board for questions. Mr. Galecki.
Okay, so I have a number of questions. I guess, so water quality, as Lisa put things together as far as the storage and availability and the need for it, is that analysis still the same?
No.
From Lisa, can Lisa chime in?
I don't think we have Lisa on the line. Do we have anybody, Candace?
No, Skylar is here. Skylar is just representing, but it was noted by Lisa when she did this review that the water was adequate. They've been compliant. So, but Lisa won't be available. And Skylar is water quality.
Oh, you're right. Okay, my next question is as far as the application where it went from springs, you know, as far as the how is the application so wrong as far as where the water is coming from?
Well, that might have been a misinterpretation by staff, and we will own that, except that it was indicated that in a public hearing that their water was springs. It has been clarified that their water is wells.
And then as far as the you know, I understand as far as like municipal revenues are much, you know, are impacted. But the loan is really based, and the Magi is based on water rates, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then a question for the city is how, you know, We had a long, arduous discussion as far as affordability and such, and how it wouldn't raise, you know, rates very much or impact it. How did you determine, you know, your new financing split? And that's to the city.
Well, the way we determined our financing split is we feel that we're a producing county, and we would like to be treated just as fairly as any other half and half at a reasonable loan rate. And as the mayor said, we don't want to put ourselves in a fiscal situation where we have to raise our rate significantly to afford our existing system. And we also don't want to put ourselves in a financial bind because we have future improvements that we want to do. And by allowing us to have a lower rate and a better package, it's less likely we'll come to CIB in the future for additional money for some of these other projects that we have on tap.
That's all I have right now. Thank you.
Mr. Zanotti?
Good morning, Ryan. Ryan, you mentioned that you are the manager now. Is that the case, or is still acting manager?
I am still the acting manager working on 7 months, so I think I'm getting seasoned and I'm still alive, so I'm hanging in there.
Well, I was about to congratulate you finally, but you said that it is, yeah, I'm the manager. But June 8, 2020 letter with the four items that you mentioned changes completely the scenario that you presented last month. And just like imagining this being a new application. And of course, some of the questions that I had was answered by you guys through the Mr. Galecki. Now, even though you have a change of ownership or the tanks are owned by somebody else or the locations and the springs are changed to the well water, you still have adequate water for your community, or that is not the case as Lisa has presented?
So he's wondering if we have adequate water for our residents. So are you asking, Mr. Zanotti, if we have adequate storage or
yeah.
adequate water rights?
Storage for this citizen to take care of, yes.
Okay. I want to answer that. We do have adequate storage in our lower zone, but where the demand and growth that we're experiencing is up in our upper zone, we do not have adequate storage up there at the top of our system. And to clarify on the list right there, the Victory Water, that is not our tank. So that's 2 million. And then Page Bench, it just went off, but the 1 million on Page Bench, we are actually, we would like to get it offline just because of the age of it, the spalling, the cracking, and it's 60 years old. It served its purpose. And so by getting this 2 million up above in the right location, it will help our system as a whole.
How urgent is this project, Ryan?
We've had it on the list 1 to 5 for quite a few years. We just keep pushing it out. But now that this growth, and the demand, they're on the map, that's all the red too that's above that tank. It's just, we're going to keep pushing until we get funding for this project.
And my last question, due to this COVID-19, do you have any exodus of your residents selling and moving out? Mayor mentioned something about 60% of the business has been cut down. Are they staying or are they moving out, Mayor?
We've got them staying, but we're holding steady as we speak, so.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go back to Mayor, Mr. Galecki. You're on mute, Greg.
Thanks. So from the water rights, the water quality application, it shows about a 7% increase in the rates. When's the last time you increased your rates? So, we're talking about $3. And so I'm just wondering, which is less than seven, it's around 7% increase. When's the last time you increased your water rates?
We increased them in 2012.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to go over something. Brenda, can you pull up the rainbow sheet? I just want to review this. I mean, it's not trying to pick on Roosevelt City in general, but since you brought it up and it's part of our general discussion today, is certainly about how funds get prioritized by the board. I know you mentioned that producing county 50-50. You can see Deschene County here in the last 5 years. It's gotten 219% of what it's produced at a 67% grant clip and a 33% loan clip. And not every project, you know, gets the same. I mean, it's kind of a difficult, this is what we're trying to do as a board, is get more consistency here. But I just want to be clear that this board, when we get to this discussion, really needs to set how they're going to view these things. That is one factor that is definitely asked the board to consider. But again, what priority means could mean, you know, we're returning as much revenues as possible. Certainly the grant loan mix has been very much in favor of entities in Duchesne County, including Roosevelt City. So, but the other thing that is mentioned in the audit that we need to address is, again, how we are granting more generously than we have in the past and need to really focus in on building the revolving nature of this loan pool. We're definitely concerned as a board that our mineral lease account, just like all of you, is are concerned about this, is going to be diminishing just because production is down. So that's our grant supply right there. So we're going to have a lot more limited grant resources here for the next little bit, and we want to make sure we've got definitely some loan money we can get out there, and we are looking very hard at applicants that are able to take loan. I mean, if it's just a couple bucks monthly difference in the water rate, you know, that's something this board really needs to consider as far as whether we push out more loan or not. I just want to be clear that I don't think it's right for any applicant to say they have a priority to a certain grant loan mix. There's a lot of factors that have to go into it that we're required to review. And by nature, we are, you know, giving a lot more favorable terms to and more money to the producing counties. So it's definitely a factor. It's part of our discussion today. It's part of our ongoing analysis on that. But since you brought that up, I wanted to be clear with the board kind of where we're going with this discussion, not just with this application, but in general today in responding to the audit, which did highlight that we really need to focus in on that revolving nature. We don't have any Aaron. More. Sorry, go ahead.
This is Senator Winterton, and if we're talking about being fair, let's be fair about it. That big chunk of Duchesne County was the Victory Pipeline, which served pretty much two-thirds of the residents of that county. If we're talking bang for our buck, that project was proposed, and Duchesne County carried one of that. But it also was intended to go into western Uinta County. So when we start talking about, you know, that project there was $28 million. And so to say that, well, we've got more than our share out of that, I think between us and Uinta County, we have more impact in the extraction of minerals than any other county in the state. And so when you start looking at those impacts, you expect the residents to pick up all of the pieces here for the benefit of the state of Utah. You're absolutely right. We need to keep this revolving. But if we don't keep it revolving, or we don't help those that have those impacts, you're not going to have the mineral lease development that we're anticipating in the next 3 years. It won't be there because there won't be an incentive to be here. People will go where it's the easiest and the quality of life, and that's what we're trying to do here. We have a million gallon tank that's 60 years old. We can put this project off, and then in 2 years or 3 years, it's going to be an emergency act, and we won't be in a position to be able to help with that. So the extraction process and the people moving here because of the railroad being here is not going to happen. And you guys need to have a little bit of faith that this is an investment into the total impact areas. And I would just ask the board members to consider, you know, if you want your fund to come up, you need to invest in it also. And I'm not asking that we have treated any different, but I feel like that what was given out last month was not that way at all. 2.5% to the third largest producing county, and then we give somebody that's a non-producing 0% or 0.5%. You guys need to have a discussion about that today in your retreat, because the matrix that you're looking at, I think I'm total 100% behind it. But we also need to know that if we don't take care of business, and this was a project that's been on their list for 10 to 15 years, it's just that where does it become a top priority after the million-dollar tank fails? Or do we take care of it while we can? And in a down economy, we don't have, I mean, we're pushing the unemployment rate at 9% right now. We could see 12% before this is all over. So we're writing this out for another probably 24 months. And I think that it would say a lot to have a little faith in what's going on here. And I think you'll see the results.
Thanks, Senator. Any other questions from the board? Mr. Zanotti. You're on mute, Nagy, sorry.
Okay. Ryan, Mr. Galecki asked you about when was the last time you raised the water rate, and it was 8 years ago. Do you have any plans to raise it more, and how soon, or what, how much?
I'll take that one, Mr. Zanotti, Mayor again here. We talked about that in our last council meeting. We were looking at our water infrastructure. We were looking at our sewer infrastructure. And we're preparing for our July 1st new budget year. And that was one of the discussions that we had. And so we are analyzing that and seeing what our depreciation schedule looks like, looking at the overall system, and we will be looking at those rates and most likely raising those accordingly to make sure that we stay whole as a city. Again, we don't like to come to CIV and ask for these things. We want to make sure that we're taking care of the day-to-day and all of our infrastructure ourselves. And so this is just one of those projects that came up that is too big for us to tackle at the moment. But as far as raising our rates and making sure that, you know, we won't be coming to CIV for, you know, reconstructing lines and those types of things, we are definitely looking into that and working on that currently.
So you heard from our chairman passionately talking about the saving this program. You heard from Senator Winterton passionately talking about we need to be fair, and we need to make sure that everybody is getting the fair share. We had approved you for 100% loan, 2.5%, 30 years. You're coming back with a 50-50 at 0 or 0.5%. Although, is that what it is, right? 50-50, 0.5 for the loan?
Correct.
Yes. Is that yes.
The request? That's kind of drastic change from the last month to this month. And of course, scenarios have changed. You have presented some new facts that we did not know last month. So Mayor, Ryan, all the other groups that are sitting there, including Mr. Senator Winterton, what is that fair deal that you would like to take it today? Besides the 50-50 at 0.5.
We may be able to take up to 1% loan. We've ran it through the spreadsheets and everything else, what our payments would look like. And I know Kurt, he's done a really good job with that. We feel like the most that we could probably take would be a 50-50 at a 1% loan.
I'll just chime in here. I definitely think the interest rate is something that is something we should focus on for producing counties versus non-producing counties. This is definitely a way we can differentiate it. And 2.5% is kind of our ceiling right now. And I do feel like that is something that should drop in this scenario, whatever the grant loan mix decision is by the board. I don't think 2.5% should be the interest rate. That's my two cents on it. Commissioner Dalton?
Yeah, the Magi issue is what's giving me heartburn. We've done a lot of projects for different towns, different in the basin up there, and their Magi has been considerably higher. If you give that kind of a grant to somebody that's got a 92% or 0.92% Magi, instead of helping other smaller communities and other smaller areas in the basin, we're actually hurting them because we're giving away grant money that we can't give to them. $3 a month raise, I understand the discussion that Roosevelt City's had and that Senator Winter projected, but I just don't feel good about it with a 92%, 0.92 Magi when you can pay the full amount at a 0.99, and if the interest rate has dropped on a full loan, as Chairman Hardy said, that 0.99 is going to go down significantly. I don't know how much, but the raise would be considerably less than the $3 a month. I just don't feel good about a 100% loan with a Magi like that, or even a 50-50.
Can I question?
Commissioner Lytle, yes. Go ahead.
Prior to making a motion, I have a question. Is the Magi, how current is that reflection on the Magi? Is it, what year is it based on? Is it based on this year's stuff or from 2019? And would it be different? So the Magi to me is a real issue, and I respect all the comments, but I'm a little worried that the Magi may not be reflecting current economic situation, prior to COVID and including COVID. My motion right now would be as the proponents have brought to us, one half loan, one half grant. They've asked for 0.5%, so that at least allows for that money to come out of the other. I'd be willing to go to 0%, but with their request of 0.5% to be able to utilize the other funding source, my motion would be to do 30-year loan, 0.5% interest, one half grant, one half loan.
All right, that motion's in order. Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Commissioner Johnson.
Okay, so motion made by Commissioner Lytle to approve a $1,268,000 loan, 30 years at 0.5%, and a $1,268,000 grant. Let's answer your question first on the Magi before we get to some further discussion on this. Candace, do you have a answer on that, or Skylar maybe, or?
What was the question on the Magi?
When is the Magi, when's the most recent Magi calculation? Is it last year? Is
yes.
It?
Well, no, it's 2018.
2018. Okay. Let's go to Mr. Galecki.
On the screen, can we show the chart that it, you know, go further down where, you know, we look at mixes? I was kind of curious how their payment would change from the current 2.5%, 100% loan to 2%, 100% loan, 2%, or 1.5%. Let's see, you got about 1.5. So the annual payment at 1.5%. Is 190, and what is it currently right now at 2.5%? Sorry if I'm not keeping up with it.
$204.
Okay. What is it? Can you go back and see right now their payment is $204. And what would it be at 1%?
don't know that we have 1%, but let's go back up and check. At 1.5 would be 190. It'd be a little less than 1%.
Are you looking for the loan for 1%?
Yes.
1,268,000
would be a... He's talking about 100. Are you talking about 100% or 50-50?
100%.
Okay.
$98,265. So it cuts it in half, their payment and such. If you went from 2.5% to... their payment would go from 204,000 a year at 2.5% to 90,000 at 1%.
The payment for the loan that the board put on the priority list is $121,164.
Okay.
The payment for a 1% interest is $98,265.
That conclude your questions, Mr. Galecki?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Treasurer Damson, please.
I have a few questions, Mr. Chair, if I could. They're kind of interdependent. I wanted to confirm with the city. Who is the engineer on this project?
Jones and Mill Engineering.
So I had a question for a couple questions for Mr. Winterton. I've heard or read somewhere that you're an employee of Jones and Mill. Is that correct, Mr. Winterton?
I'm a consultant for him, yes, but I am not, and this project was not anything to do with me. I have nothing to do with that. I do public relations.
Okay, I'm just kind of curious if you think it's ethical for you to introduce yourself as senator with respect or related to any transaction that your employer has an interest in.
I am a senator today. I am representing the state of Utah and District 26, it is appropriate for me to wear two different hats. I introduced myself as senator because that's what I am today.
Thank you.
That conclude your questions, Treasurer?
That does, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Okay, seeing no further questions on the board, we have a motion before us. I'll restate it, and then we'll go to a roll call vote. It's to approve a $1,268,000 loan, 30 years at 0.5%, and a $1,268,000 grant. Pam, for a roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Jamshin?
Yes.
Greg Galecki?
Sorry, it's right now it's at a 50-50.
Yeah.
Nay.
Nagy Zanotti.
Sorry. Am I muted? I'm muted. Okay. What's the interest rate at this point? 50-50 and 30 years of what interest?
0.5%.
For the 0.5%, nay.
Commissioner Ogden.
Nay.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Kyle Stevens?
No.
Commissioner Dalton?
No.
Commissioner Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
We tied?
And Chairman Hardy?
Yeah. I'll vote in favor. That's approved. We look forward to your project. Let's get it going.
Thank you, Mayor.
We will Thank move you. On to Wellington City as our next project. We requested that their public hearing minutes be revised. And I don't know if we've got a status on that. Candace, can you give us a briefing on this project real quick?
Wellington City was discussed and put on the priority list as a half grant, half loan, 30-year at 1% for a $2 million sewer improvement project. They have applicant cash. They have USDA grant and loan. It's a big project, $6,799,000. Before the supplemental discussion, a revised motion was considered by the board with a request that Wellington City revise and submit minutes to show the scope and cost discussion occurred at the public hearing. I hope that they're on the line. We have requested that revised minutes, but the applicant should speak to whether that has been posted. That was the board's request, that a revised set of minutes indicating the discussion in full was posted.
Okay, it looks like we do have them at least registered in here. Wellington City, are you there?
This is Jesse Ralphs. I'm with Wellington City.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there they are. Okay.
Okay. Our city recorder was supposed to resubmit those minutes, and I'm not sure that got taken care of. So I'm sorry. I'll have to check into that. I can do that in the next few days if you want. And apologize that I wasn't up on that and whatever. And we are going to have our next public hearing on June 24th, so we're lining our, meetings up like we should, but I apologize, I just spaced it off. It's not her fault, it's not mine. I thought it was taken care of, but we'll get to it. Can we just email them to you in the next day or two?
Okay, well, what we had on the priority list is a conditional approval that they be posted, and it's likely we can, if you still want to carry that factor forward, we could approve this project still conditioned upon those revised minutes reflecting it.
I have to say, we posted them, and the turnout for the public hearing was next to nothing. So your minutes are going to say that's going to state that there was not people.
If I could add a clarification, Mayor and Board, this is Jesse Ralphs again. There was references to what was discussed that were not directly in the actual minutes. It referenced the board packet, which was also a public document. Just for clarification, is the request to submit that additional information, or was the request to have a separate public hearing or new public hearing?
The request was to make sure that all those details were mentioned at the public hearing.
Okay.
And I don't think we had a comprehensive look at what was discussed at the public hearing. Even if nobody shows up, you should be discussing in totality the application so that it is posted publicly. And I think that's what we were looking for, to make sure that your actual public meeting you did hold reflected
the discussion,
that entire discussion of the application.
Thank you for that clarification. I think we can send that over today, the discussion, the reference documents, and then if there's further information, we can help get that over to you.
Okay. So that was the condition that was existing from the placing it on the priority list. Right now we have our funding meeting, so we can move forward with the motion if you want. I can still have these types of conditions before funding would get released. But I will open up to the board for questions or motions. Mr. Zanotti.
Mr. Chairman, that was my motion and requirement came from Treasurer Damshin. So I trust Mayor will do the right thing. I still would like to go forward with approval of the loan, the way application, the way submitted.
Okay. That motion's in order. Mr. Stevens?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. So the motion's to approve a $1 million loan, 30 years at 1%, and a $1 million grant, and this is conditioned upon submitting revised minutes reflecting that discussion. Any further discussion to that motion? Commissioner Dalton.
just one quick question. The USDA money, I don't remember from our last discussion, but the USDA money is committed?
Correct. It is committed and authorized.
Okay. Thank you.
One question, if I may.
Yes, Commissioner Lytle.
So is it still contingent on confirming that that the record is complete as far as the minutes and whatever conversation occurred within the council meeting that supported the public hearing? Is that still contingent on
yes.
some verification that that's occurred?
Yeah, so staff will need to verify that before we'll move forward with the funding.
Thank you.
Seeing no further questions, we'll go to a roll call vote on that motion. Pam.
Treasurer Damshin?
Yes.
Greg Galecki?
Aye.
Nagi Zanotti?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogden?
Aye.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Kyle Stevens?
Aye.
Commissioner Dalton?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
All votes in the affirmative.
Thank you. Okay, Mayor, we'll wait for those minutes and look forward to helping you out with that project.
Thank you. We appreciate your help.
Okay, on to Spanish Valley Water and Sewer Improvement District. Candace, any changes to this one?
Nope.
So what we approved was a $1,588,000 loan, 30 years at 1%. That's on the priority list. Are there questions or a motion?
I'll make that motion, Commissioner Ogden.
Mayor Baker, I'll second.
Okay, so a motion made by Commissioner Ogden and a second by Mayor Baker to approve the $1,588,000 loan, 30 years at 1%. Any further discussion to that motion?
Yes.
Go ahead, Commissioner Adams.
I guess I'm still a little unclear. I thought water quality or water somebody had indicated they were going to take the whole package.
That was not on this one.
That's a different one.
Different project.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to a roll call vote on that motion. Pam.
Treasurer Damshin?
Yes.
Greg Galecki?
Aye.
Nagi Zanotti?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogden?
Aye.
Commissioner Lytle?
Aye.
Mayor Baker?
Aye.
Mr. Stevens?
Aye.
Commissioner Dalton?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Adams?
Aye.
All votes in the affirmative.
Great. That motion passes unanimously. We will move on to the pending projects. Candace, for a briefing on the Town of Leeds application, which we just heard recently, so this is give us the briefing on where we're at here.
The Town of Leeds has come off the pending list. There were two conditions when this project was discussed. The status of the UDOT grant, it was unknown at that time, so it was put on the pending list. And the discussion should have been had by Leeds as to a loan for this project. I believe Leeds has some additional information. There are funding scenarios for if the board decides to permit this as a loan. And when we get to that point, there are scenarios. The maximum loan payment for a 2.5% loan would be $7,697. And with that, if the town would discuss their funding from UDOT, I believe it has changed. On the application, it shows 500, but I don't know if they got that whole amount.
Oh.
Okay. We have, yes, we do have folks from Leeds on, so you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Wayne Peterson. I'm the mayor of Leeds. We also have on Carl Rasmussen, who is with Pro Value Engineering, who's been the engineer on the project. There were additional meetings held with UDOT, and if I could ask Mr. Zanotti to perhaps provide a bit of an update there as to the status here.
It's good. He has his hand up, so Mr. Zanotti.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mayor. Yes, since our last meeting on the April that we had this discussion, I was the one who stopped the meeting without decision based on the fact that we did not have enough information from the UDOT about the project that Mayor was requesting. After that, we met with the Region 4 Director, Rick Torgerson, and the folks in the Region 4, and they consequently talked to Mayor. They had the discussion several times. We came back and even changed the scope of the project from $500,000 to $342,000 total. Off of that, UDOT is committed, and you have the letter. You've seen that I have also in my possession the same letter, May 28. UDOT is going to be contributing $210,000. And, of course, Mayor and his town is going to have $12,000 cash. And the request is for $120,000 grants to meet the requirements. Also, a little bit of a background. I know that the mayor is too humble and too shy to talk about this stuff, about his town. But due to earlier exploration of the silver and precious metals in his community, several hundred acres of his community's land is tied up due to the store of the mercury and other poisonous minerals. So developments cannot be made, even though they had the developer to come back and do the cleanup in 2010. There was no certification after that cleanup. Nobody has come forward to declare those several hundred acres of land to be developed. Mayor doesn't have any developable land for commercial or other tax-based businesses. So after talking to him and the citizens and the Region 4, I feel personally humbly that $120,000 should be in the grant form. But that is my feeling. I would like to pursue that if we can as a motion. Otherwise, I turn back to Mayor to discuss his case. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'll second the motion. This is Treasurer Damson.
Okay, so there's a motion on the table to approve a $120,000 grant made by Mr. Zanotti and seconded by Treasurer Damson. I think we'll get into some discussion on this. I personally am struggling with an all grant. We just reviewed an application from a producing county that we were trying to get to take all loan for $2.5 million for a critical project, just like a road project is, and this stormwater, storm drain project. The financials are strong, according to our analysis, for the town of Leeds. I'm just really struggling how we're trying to, take all those factors into consideration we're supposed to do and make consistent decisions, putting this into 100% grant opportunity. So I'm struggling a little bit with that. Let's go to the board for questions and comments, and we'll start with Mr. Zanotti.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for your concerns. I understand exactly the same thing, and I would like to be consistent, but this is the perfect scenario for fitting the criteria of the directly or indirectly impacted by the exploration or the mineral extraction. Again, early on when we had the silver extraction and our precious metals in the community, he had lost quite a bit of control of his land. And unfortunately, any time as a broker and developer, real estate developer, anytime we go to his town, try to sell anything or try to bring a partner to develop anything, simply reject the idea that I cannot do this because of the radioactive materials, poisonous materials, uranium and mercury. And it is just that his case is fitting that criteria that impacted directly in this case.
I'm not questioning the eligibility. I'm just questioning the grant loan mix because they do fit the eligibility. I want to get consistent on our decision making here. Let's go to we've got some hands up, Mayor Baker.
Yeah,
And again, I understand the things with the thing, but we're, to me, it sounds like we're helping out the developer trying to develop that, and the financials are strong with leads. I would like to put a substitute motion that we do it all in loan, $120,000 in loan at 0.5% interest, so it can come out of the bonus fund.
So that substitute motion is in order. Is there a second to that?
I'll support that. I'll second.
Okay, so a motion made by Mayor Baker and seconded by Mr. Galecki to approve $120,000 loan at 0.5%. Did you have a length of term, Mayor Baker?
No, I don't, because they were asking for all grant, but with that, I'd probably do a 20-year.
20 years?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What is the pledge of revenue? Sorry, I didn't raise my hand. If it's road funds, it can only be 10.
Well, that's why I was trying to think of 20. That's why I shortened it. 10 years.
Okay. 10 years at 0.5%. All right. So that's substitute motions in order. Mr. Glucky for discussion.
Yeah. It spoke about phase one and phase two, but then Mr. Zanotti mentioned that it changed the scope. Is there going to be a phase two, does this complete the project?
Mayor, would you like to answer that?
I think our engineer might be able to explain whatever differences there might be, but I believe the intent is with this particular approach that it will address 100% of the issues that are faced.
Yeah, we're trying to get done 100% with the funding, and it would definitely help the city out, the town out, if you know you're trying to hit them with 100% loan. If you could do a mix, that would be appreciated very much by the town and the community because of the impact that they've had on this drainage issue and on just what Zanotti mentioned. It would help them out immensely.
We did have our budget meeting last night, and it was an approved budget, but that budget has got it down to where mayor, town council are no longer compensated in the town of Leeds. We have 3 part-time employees. The budget really shows what we're going to be spending on utilities and the like. And while it is not a large sounding number to many, our total property tax revenue projected by the county for next year is just a little over $65,000 for the year. And we really have zero discretionary income in our current budget. It's just making sure the lights stay on and we're able to respond to the issues that the community requires with things like waste removal.
Your payments would be roughly $5,000
a year. Okay, well, I don't see any more questions out there. So we have a substitute motion on the table. Which is $120,000 loan, 10 years at 0.5%. Pam, go roll call vote on that motion.
Treasurer Damson?
Yes.
Greg Galecki?
Aye.
Noggy Zanotti?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogden?
Aye.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Aye.
Kyle Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Dalton?
Yes.
Commissioner Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
9 votes in the affirmative and 1 vote in the negative.
Okay. So that motion carries. You can work with our staff on that funding package from here forward. That's what we got approved, $120,000. It isn't a loan. We hope to help figure that out and get this project rolling, but thank you for your time.
All I will take it to the council and work with your staff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your time.
We have a supplemental request from Mazur Water Improvement District. Candace, can you give us a briefing on this?
Mazur Water Improvement District came before the board asking for funding for their district office building, the Mazur Water Shop building. This project was going to be, I believe it's a metal building. The usual supply, and they're asking for $121,000 in funding. You'll notice that the original as funded was a percentage of grant and a percentage of loan. Their request as a supplemental request is 100% grant. The same usual terms for supplemental would be $31,000 more grant and $90,000 more loan for the $121,000 request, but their request is for all grant in this supplemental. That's it.
Okay. Let's go to anything else you want to add, Mazur, to that description? Introduce yourselves, please, for us.
You bet. This is Dusty McCormick. I'm the district manager of Mazur Water Improvement District, and I've got here with me Keith Despain with CRS Engineering. When we came before the board, I believe it was back in November, we were basically looking for a 50-50 split, and what we ended up with was more of a 25-75% split, 75% of that being the loan portion. Since that time, we have gone out to bid. We do believe that we have favorable bids. We think that the numbers are good. We, you know, on a $500,000+ project, we had two bids that were within $2,500 to $3,000 of each other. So we think whoever bid on these projects sharpened their pencils. We think we've got favorable bids. Like to discuss a little bit about the economic changes that we have seen over since November to this point and dealing with COVID. You know, in November, we were at a point of about a five-year rain shadow, if you will, or drought in our economy. We were at that point thinking that things maybe had stabilized a little bit and would be maybe not growing, but stable, which was good news for us at that time. With the current events of the country and no one able to move and drive and do those things, oil went to negative. What happened in the basin at that point is we saw major oil companies begin to shut in their wells. A lot of these companies have had a policy that they run the well no matter what because it's so expensive to bring that well back online. It's not like flipping a switch and you just turn it on and off. It takes frack jobs. It takes swab jobs. There's a significant capital investment to bring a shut-in well back online. And so even when the price of oil drops, we have seen these companies keep their people employed and sell it at a loss because it's still cheaper than bringing it back later. What we've seen currently is that we have no rigs standing in the state of Utah. We set the last one down a couple of weeks ago, and now we're basically looking at many, many wells, probably two-thirds or more of those existing oil wells and gas wells that are being shut in. This puts us in a tough situation in the county. Those that are working or receiving money at this point in the basin, those funds are coming from the stimulus packages, the unemployment insurance, and the PPP. When that runs out, we're hoping that that'll last us until December. When that begins to run out, we're going to see people migrating from the Uinta Basin. particularly Uinta County. There's just nothing, there's not an economy here to keep them. And it's not going to come back on when the price of oil gets up to 50 or 75. It's going to need to be there long enough that those oil companies decide that it's worth reinvesting in the Uinta Basin and spending that money. These oil companies have holdings in the Uinta Basin as well as Texas and Colorado and the Dakotas. The Uinta Basin is the toughest oil to get out of the ground, and it's the most expensive. So we're the first one to go off, and we're the last one to come back on. As we considered building this shop, we came to you asking for 50-50. We ended up with a 75-25 zero interest loan. Went back to the board, my board, and we were able to work that in. At this point, we really don't have the money to, I mean, we're looking at deficits in our upcoming budget. We're looking at another 5 years of that rain shadow or that drought. We really have tried to look at this project and come up with solutions. Can we decrease the size? Is there anything that we can do to help move this along? It's not like a pipe project where we can just, you know, cut out some of the footage, decrease the numbers, and get to a certain point. If we decrease it, we have to go back out to bid. We don't know what those bids will look like at this point. And we think we've got favorable bids to build a building that will meet our needs. I mean, it's not going to exceed those needs, but it's going to meet our needs over the next 30 years. So that's why we've asked for all grant on this application. I believe that puts us in a combination of approximately 40.5% grant to the 60 or 59.5% loan. We believe that we can move forward with the $375,000 loan that you approved, and that we have done our public hearing and been approved and gone through those steps. So that's where we're at. Any questions?
Go to Commissioner Ogden.
Yeah, as big as the hardships are out there in the basin, maybe everybody ought to postpone all their projects and see what happens to come back to the when the everything comes back out in the basin.
We have considered that, and that is definitely on the table to postpone. The problem with that is we've got $1 million worth of equipment and inventory that we haven't asked the CIB to help us purchase. We don't come to the CIB to ask for a backhoe. We don't come to the CIB to ask for a sewer truck. We feel like we should be able to charge enough to our customers to pay for those expenses. So that doesn't go away. We've got $1 million worth of equipment and material that sits out in the sun. We can fit one piece of equipment into our current shop right now at a time. One piece out of 13. And then the inventory, the pipe, and the other things are out in the sun. We do use a Connex to try and help with some of that. But that doesn't – postponing doesn't help us. We're going to lose the value. I mean, it's going to deteriorate in the sun. That's what it does. Those things that, you know, a truck that we should be able to depreciate over 10 years is going to depreciate faster when it's sitting out in the sun. We're trying to protect the investment that we have with this building, as well as take advantage of a downturn economy and a favorable bid.
And proportionate to their original request.
Ms. Lytle, you have a comment?
Grant at low, well, whatever 125-375 is.
You guys are unmuted. Commissioner Lytle, do you have a comment?
Well, that would be 300. So my question is, that with the $121,000 supplemental request as a grant, what if we break it into the funding package as it was funded into those percentages in terms of whatever that percent breakup is, apply it within the same Am I making any sense to you?
Yeah, I think that's what he's suggesting. I put it at if all grant was approved for the supplemental, it would be, what did you say, Dusty? It was like
40.5% in that ballpark, yep.
40.5% grant, and the rest would be loan. That would be the mix if you approved the $121,000 as a grant.
And I'm saying the $121,000, break the $121,000 into the same percent loan and same percent grant as the original.
That would be a $31,000 grant and a $90,000 loan.
At 0%. At 0%.
0%. Is it 30 years, Candace?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Can they live with that?
30 years at 0%.
That's a question. Dusty, you want to cover that?
You bet. So where we're at right now, we've already gone through the public hearing portion for our bond, and we've basically said got permission from the public to borrow up to a certain amount. That doesn't align. So what that would cause us to do is go back through the entire public hearing and that part of that bonding process. Now, we've already done that twice. The first time we tried to do it, when COVID came down, we tried, worked really hard to have a Zoom meeting, and that meeting would not cooperate. And so we were forced to cancel that meeting and basically start over and republicize and go through that whole process again. I would just like you to consider the agenda that you've gone through today and the applicants that have, there's been some great discussion today, but the applicants that have received loan and grant and those percentages, we're coming from the Uinta Basin, which is the highest producing county. And then if you look at the chart that you produced, typically what we're seeing in Uinta County is when an applicant comes to you from Uinta County, you're getting about an 80% grant to a 20% loan. I just don't see the justification of why I should have to take a 75% grant and a 25% or 75% loan and 25% grant. How do I take that back to my constituents? How do I take that back to my public? Just doesn't explain itself. The bottom line, though, is we just can't afford it. We don't know what we're facing down the road. We do know that we're into 35 years of a system that is starting to deteriorate. We do know we have needs down the road. This is not our only need. We've pushed this down the road as far as we can. We'd really like to get this project taken care of, take advantage of the bids that we have, and then see what happens over the next couple of years and go from there. But we have needs of hiring more staff. We have needs in our system of replacing lines. The need is here.
Mr. Galecki.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Commissioner Hansen.
So a couple of questions. I guess first one to Candace is, doing the same, the same distribution, I guess, 90,000. So has the original loan closed? It hasn't, right?
No.
Okay. So it would be, so doing the same terms, how does it change their payment if they add another 90,000 to it?
It's a 406 loan, and I'll check the payment.
Yeah, I just want to see how their payment changes. And then to the applicant, if I'm following the things correctly, that it was originally funded for $500,000, and your low bid was $547,000, and the high bid was $615,000, but the total package now would be $621,000. Am I missing that you only need $547,000 if you take the low bid?
I apologize for not giving a better explanation of those numbers. So we did come in with bids at about 547, 550. What happened above and beyond that is we purchased a piece of land that had power that was on this land. It had a set of transformers. We figured we'd be in pretty good shape with the power company. We budgeted in a few thousand dollars, $10,000 to be able to hook to the power company and meet their needs. And they came back and said that those current facilities were not up to current standards, and they hit us with approximately $30,000 to $35,000 worth of fees to be able to get the power that we need to the building. The second thing that happened to us was because we're filling our existing lot with building and asphalt, the water's got to have somewhere to go, and we did not have the money in there to deal with the storm water it has to go somewhere according to Uinta County and their stipulations. And so that was another $35,000 ballpark. And then we missed the bid, our estimates by about 10%. And so that, if you put those all together, that's how we get to that $621,000. We haven't added to since the bid to the project. We haven't changed anything on the project. It's the only thing we've added are things that the power company's done to us, mm-hmm. and how we have to deal with that storm water. It's not something that we've just decided all of a sudden we needed. It's something somebody's told us we have to do.
Okay, so have you looked at trying to reduce the project? As an example, so you probably need this. So the stormwater, is that just treatment of the stormwater? Or, I mean, you mentioned paving it, right? Is it
so yes, we'd like to pave around it to provide parking. That's kind of what the county would like to see as well. And so what we need to do with that water is we need to retain that water on our piece of land. We don't have a stormwater system that we can discharge that water to here in the basin. And so we have to take care of it on our parcel of land, which means we need to reintroduce that into the ground. In an area that's away from our buildings and structures, it's not going to cause them harm or problems. And so that's the cost of doing that.
So have you, for $35,000, I mean, have you, so storm retention, you build a retention little basin with a, with a backhoe, and you gravel your parking lot. That suffice? That would probably be a fraction of $35,000, right?
No, I completely disagree. The location and the physical topography, the lower portion of our land, if the picture you're looking at there, is pretty much where the building is, and that lines out putting that building in many different reasons. That's why we have it there, but that's where it works out the best. Now the rules and the mandates that we're under is that we have to consider a 100-year storm. And we have to figure out the peak of that storm and deal with the runoff of that storm on site. And so digging a pond between that and our building and the road just isn't going to work. We need to
so
put
it's
it
100,
underground.
So the design storm is a 100-year storm. It's not like a 25-6? A 25-year
storm. That's correct. This is Keith Dismain. The county's code requires a 100-year storm. Be retained on site.
So what about graveling as opposed to a pavement or asphalt?
That's something to consider. Again, asphalt prices are down because of the price of oil being down. So if we push that down the road, which we could try and pull some of that out, maybe, that might be 20,000, 25,000 that we could reduce. Bottom line, though, is that, and then it turns around and costs us $50,000 when oil comes back.
Okay, let's go to Candace. You have a comment?
I'm Greg Galecki. I'm answering his question, the difference in the payment. The original loan payment was $12,500. The revised loan payment with the additional split, adding some into the loan, would be $13,533, so it's about $1,000 difference. Just a question on the new drainage. So this is just kind of a little bit of a change of scope also from what the board saw originally.
Yes, this is a change that came from UNA County when we gave them our building permits. So.
Okay.
Turned in our plans for a building permit.
Okay, I see no more questions. Is any, oh, wait, sorry, Commissioner Hansen. Yes, forgot about that. Go ahead. Hey, you're muted. Let me.
There we go. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion that we accept this proposal from the Mazur Water Improvement District for $121,000 as grant as requested.
Okay, that motion's in order. Is there a second? Second from Mayor Baker?
Yep.
Okay. So a motion on the table made by Commissioner Hansen, seconded by Mayor Baker, is to approve $121,000 as a grant.
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Go ahead, Mr. Galecki.
The original split of, so it would be a $90,000 loan and a $30,000 grant.
$31,000 grant.
Sorry, okay. $31,000 grant.
Second. Okay, and there's a second from Commissioner Dalton. So that substitute motion, again, $90,000 loan, which is 30 years at 0%, Candace?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And a $31,000 grant. Discussion to the substitute motion. Seeing none, we'll place it for a vote. Pam, roll call vote on that substitute motion.
Treasurer Damshin?
Yes.
Mr. Galecki? Craig?
Sorry, aye.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogden?
Aye.
Commissioner Lytle?
Aye.
Mayor Baker?
Aye.
Mr. Stevens?
Aye.
Commissioner Dalton?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
No.
Commissioner Adams?
No.
Eight in the affirmative, eight votes in the affirmative, and two votes in the negative.
Okay, so that motion passes. You can continue to work with our staff on that. I hope things go well at the public hearings and we can move forward with that project. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, that, let's see, do we have any loan deferral updates, Candace, on the board member discussion?
Yes, I was supposed to notify Randy Larson that it was time for him to be here when it was time, and I just did. He has sent me an email, but if he's on, he can discuss it. I don't think he is yet. So quickly, he said the CIB is not. I said CIB has not received any additional. Deferrals. He said Canyonlands documents have been approved by their board, which Canyonlands was the one that had all of their original documentation. And he also understands that Bernal City may be soon requesting a deferral on their MBA bonds, but I haven't received the deferral. So it's basically what you had last time, and it's in the Excel is in Granicus. You can look at it, but there's nothing to report. If you have any questions.
Any questions from the board on the loan deferrals? Seeing none, let's go for a little bit of a break. I know we have our auditors on the line. I hope they can just hang tight with us. We'll break for 10 minutes and reconvene at 10:45.
Jonathan, let me clarify. I think Pam has a different call-in for the policy parts. So you might have to log out and come back.
Is that correct, Pam?
That is. The login that you have used for yesterday afternoon, it's the same login you'll use from this point forward. And I think we need to adjourn this meeting, don't we, with a vote as well? Am I incorrect?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a different call-in with different panelists, Jonathan. So.
We'll get it done.
So we have a motion to adjourn the funding meeting. Mr. Zanotti, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, we're adjourned for the funding meeting. We'll reconvene at 10:45 on the link for the rest of the policy discussions.